my word to you today, I'm going to open with, comes from Isaiah 55. And it's amazing how the Lord can take a scripture and just open it up to you in just, you know, moments at times. And so this is, I'm just going to read a few verses, 1-3 and then 6 and 7, parts of them. This is the word of the Lord. It says, "Ho!" What a great way of starting. "Ho, alas! Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price." I'm skipping down a little bit. "Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you and sure mercies of David." Skipping over to verse 6. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Open with prayer today. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you today. We come to you thirsty, needing water. Nothing is better than the water that you have to give, the living water you have to give. We come to you with no money, but we come, Lord, to buy. We come here to eat, Lord. This is a feast that you have set before us today that we will nourish ourselves on. We come seeking you in your ways. We come, Lord, to change from our wicked ways, to change from our unrighteous thoughts, to change from anything that's going on in this world that has affected us, Lord. But we come to return to you because we know that you have mercy upon us and that you will pardon us abundantly. Lord, fill us today with what you have for us and receive from us, Lord, our worship and our praise to you. We give glory to you forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Pray that everything is very well with you and with your families. You know, I was just thinking, in through our worship, a lot of times people feel that worship is just when we sing. But worship goes a whole lot further than that. You know, worship is with everything that we do for the Lord. I worship him, you know, in what I say, what I do, where I'm at. I worship the Lord with everything. You know, and some people don't realize that they're used to a couple of fast songs and a slow one, and that's my worship. And it's like, no, it's a lot more than that. And then this morning when Jackie read Isaiah 55, you know, with everything that God says for us and tries to do for us, do you know there's a reaction? You know, with every force, there's a reaction. So God gives us these words and he sends it all for a purpose. But now what are we going to do with it? You know what I mean? How do we receive it? Are we going to accept it? It's ours. And Lord, do that through me. Do we just say, oh, well, that sounds good. That's really great. It doesn't return void. Okay. You know, but there's a reaction. What do we do with what God says and God does for us in our lives? So I'm not by any means scolding. I'm just sharing a thought that I believe the Lord gave me just prior to getting up here, that it's so important. So today I'm going to talk about that supports all of this that we've started from. It's talking about the revelations to the mysteries to the kingdom of God. So let's just take a moment. Let's ask the Lord to just open up his word to all of us, okay? Father, we thank you for this time and even the place. And all those, Lord, of your saints who have come here, who have worshiped you, who honor you. Father, I pray that you would open our hearts that we might receive. Father, it's hard to receive a lot of things from you just with our human understanding and our minds. So, Father, I ask that you would open up our spirits as well, that your Holy Spirit could minister to us in a very special way today. Lord, that it would grow us, that it would inspire us, that it would strengthen us. And Father, that in all of it, you would be glorified. The Father, that is our desire today, glorify you so that you might strengthen us. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 10 through 13, it says this. The disciples came to Jesus and they asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them." Folks, just think of that. God doesn't share a lot of these secrets with people who are not really that interested. That's why I say God promises a whole lot. He says a lot of things, but what are we going to do with it? How do we receive it? Where's our heart? What really do we want? Is it all selfishness, or do we want to grow in spirit that we can minister for the Lord and win souls and just do what God wants us to do in worship? Amen? So Jesus said, no, it's not for them. It's not at all for them. He says even this. He says, whoever has will be given more. And they have and an abundance. Whoever does not have even what they think they have. Folks, think about that. A lot of people think they're okay. I'm good. I've got all I want. I'm really satisfied. God's been so good. I'm just going to live my life and try to stay out of trouble. And the Lord says, even what they think they have will be taken from them. With every action, there's a reaction. Some people don't see the seriousness in a lot of that. And he said, this is why I speak to them in parables. Those seeing, they do not see. Through hearing, they do not hear or understand. So we kind of have to put our spiritual ears on to really hear the things of God. Amen. Here's another one. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. It says, these things we also speak, not in words with which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. They're spiritually discerned. You know, there's a lot of times that we don't receive some things that God talks about in his word, like his Holy Spirit. You know, I can talk to a lot of church-going people. I talk to them about Jesus. They have no problem with that. But sometimes when you start talking a little more like with the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does and how he works in your life and that he's important to us and different things, it's like, well, wait a minute. I'll just stick with Jesus. You know, there's kind of a fear that comes in. And so people reject a lot of times the giftings that the Holy Spirit brings because they don't understand. They've been taught wrong about a lot of things. So that's where a lot of the church is today. I am thrilled that you guys are open. I'm glad Jackie shared last Sunday about the decision you all made about we don't want to be denominational. We want to be free. who just want to believe and serve God. And I'm like, God. No wonder I was feeling such a blessed spirit in this church when I started to come from the beginning. I'm like, what's going on here? You know, this is different. It's really different. But see, it's the choices that you've made in walking and serving God. Denominationalism, I should say, a lot of times it hinders. It really does. I came from denomination. And I want to tell you, I had to get out of it. The Lord brought me to Michigan from Missouri to get me out of it. I came up here for a church in that denomination, but God used the different surroundings, different people, attitudes, different spirit, and he was able to take that out of me and deal with different things. So I would understand. Man, it used to be in the denomination I was that I had a special little tablet written out and even in my Bible. So if you and I would talk about the Bible, I could pretty well beat you up. You know what I mean? So I could win the war, but I would lose the war because I would turn people off. And you couldn't tell me anything because I knew it all. You know what I'm saying? And I hope you're not that way or don't allow stuff like that to come in your life. We don't know it all. Folks, there's so much to God that you'll never know it all, at least on this side. So you got to understand that you don't know it all. You know, we just can't comprehend and conceive the things that God knows and does and expects and wills to bless us with. So just let that go. But what we need to learn to do is to come into an area where we can trust the Lord. And that's the problem. We've got fear because we don't trust the Lord. Look at Luke chapter 11. And let's start with verse 11. It says, if a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, would you offer him a scorpion? Wow. I don't think I'd ask my father for anything if that was the case. I'd get it myself. Verse 13. If you then, being evil, in other words, not saved, unsaved, not really walking with God, whatever, you being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Now listen to this. How much more will the Heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And folks, this is what we need. We need the Holy Spirit, right? And yet we don't understand really how we get him or how that works or whatever about that. Because we're scared to get different. Oh, I'll speak in tongues. And that could be of the devil. Well, wait a minute. You're a good father, and if your son asked you for something, would you give him the opposite or something else that would hurt him? Why would we think a perfect heavenly father who loves us would give us a word from the devil and have the devil speak through us? Do y'all understand what I'm trying to say? You know, we can trust our Heavenly Father, who Jesus said is evil, or doesn't know everything, and yet we can't trust God because it might be the devil, because there's something going on here, and I can't receive that, I don't understand it, and probably of the devil. So we back off from it. But Jesus said the Heavenly Father wants to give us his Holy Spirit. Now, why do we need the Holy Spirit? We need the Holy Spirit for our understanding, our communicating, and Him communicating God's spiritual truths to us. That's what we need. Folks, we can't do it on our own. It has to be by the Holy Spirit. So that's where we get our divine revelation. Let me explain it a little bit. The verse highlights that true understanding of spiritual matters comes not from human wisdom or intellect, but from the Holy Spirit. Have you ever read, you know, when you're reading your Bible, let's say you've read these verses a dozen times. Then all of a sudden you're sitting down and you read it and it like just kind of jumps out of the page. And such new understanding comes in. Wow, I never seen that before. Folks, that's revelated knowledge. That's the Holy Spirit sharing some deep truths with you. And you'll share it with other people and they'll say, well, I never seen that before. I didn't understand, really. Wow, that's good. But see, that's the Holy Spirit. He's revelating knowledge to us, and that's what he wants to do, is revelate God's word to us. Then it's no longer a secret, but it's God's word, and it's truth to us, and it's a blessing. So we've got to learn to really trust God and not be fearful of things that we don't understand. Folks, you don't know how a lot of people in churches have preached against the Holy Spirit. And see, that's one thing you don't ever want to do. Before Jesus left, he says, I don't want you to go out and minister. I don't want you to do anything. He says, I want you to wait in Jerusalem until the promise of the Holy Spirit comes. You don't go and do anything because you'll only get hurt. And you won't do it the way I really want you to do it because there's a lot of things you don't understand yet. Jesus said this in John 16, 12 and 13. He says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them. You can't bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, and he will not speak of his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Folks, this is the job of the Holy Spirit, and we're afraid of him. And he's the one that bears truth. And when the Lord speaks, he's the one that shares it with us. So don't be afraid of what God has and what God can do and wants to do in our lives. Look at 1 Corinthians 3, if you would, 1 through 4. See, this is why a lot of churches are in milk. He says this, and I, brethren, verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 3, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal. In fact, this is really speaking against denominationalism. As to babes in Christ, I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. Kind of what Jesus said. I got a lot to say to you now. But he says, I can't because you don't understand. You won't understand. That's why a lot of times I'm so careful with, Lord, what do I share at church? Where are they? What kind of teachings have they had? Because I want to go in there and throw out a bunch of solid food and have people choke on it. And they do. And the reason they are how they choke on it is they don't come back. Man, I'm hearing heresy. I don't believe that. I don't want any part of it. And then they don't come back. So I've got to be careful and try to feed a lot of milk. So at least if you get some, you can kind of wash it down. It doesn't get stuck in your throat. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what God does with us. He feeds us and takes. You know, I can remember as a little kid, I don't know how old I was. I couldn't have been very old at all. And I had two older sisters. And they were great sisters. I remember them would take, they would take a little bowl of milk for me. I don't know if I was even walking then. I don't know how far back now. I can't remember what happened yesterday, but you know, I remember way back then. And they would take a little bowl of milk, and they'd put a little bit of sugar in the milk. And then they'd take a spoon and they'd stir it up and they'd make bubbles. And they would scoop the bubbles off and feed me bubbles. That was so good. It was so good. I just loved it when they did that. And so this is what I try to do sometimes, is I'm trying to make some bubbles for everybody so I can feed, you know, and get you started. You know, I hope you're not offended about that, but if you are, maybe you need to be, right? But anyway, let's continue on. And he says, even now you're not able, for you are still carnal. You're still worldly. For where there is envy and strife and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? And see, that's what we've got to get away from, man. We can't just act like mere men. It's not us. We need the Holy Spirit to teach us. And the Lord shows me why. I know why the Lord sent me here. You know, I believe we'll be here as long as you want us here or need us here. But this is why the Lord sent me. And it's my earnest desire, always has been. And that's why, you know, I'm careful with the word. Like one lady said, oh, well, you'll say something, then you have a scripture to back it up. It's like, yeah, what do I know? You know what I mean? You're not to believe me, but that's what the word says. So that's why I use a lot of scriptures. It's important. And if it's not in the word, then don't say it. Now, this is why I believe the Lord sent me here to Jesus' Lord Church. Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. It says, return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. Jesus is, or the Lord is speaking to the Israelites. See, the Lord isn't married to his church yet, but we are the bride. And what we are is his children. And he's calling us back. So don't be backsliding. Don't be carnal, says the Lord. For I am married to you. I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. In other words, folks, did you know that you're chosen? Did you know that? Don't think you just one day decided you wanted to be saved? Or that you wanted to come to this church? Folks, God has a hand in our lives. He leads us, he guides us, he protects us, he blesses us. And the more control we give to him, the better off we are. Amen? I make too many bad decisions. I kind of help with marrying my wife so she can help keep me straight, but even she doesn't know it all. So I've got her and God. And I need both, to be honest. Verse 15, and this is what the Lord says. This is where I believe the Lord brought me. He says, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And when I read that, I loved it. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. That I really have a purpose other than just fulfilling a Sunday morning. So people can come and get their obligation over and go home. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason. So I thank God. He's so good. He's so good that he teaches us. Even at times when it has to be milk. I like milk. It's okay. Number two, Spirit-taught words. In fact, folks, since it's 5 after 10, I just thought instead of rushing through trying to make things fit, you know, in my teaching, that it's sometimes for people it might be too much, you know, at one time, or we're not used to going longer, you know. And so I've noticed, and I've been there, where I'd be sitting and preaching, and it's going for over an hour already. I'm like, when is he going to shut up? You know? So I don't want to be him. So anyway, I want to close from there, but I'll just take it up next time, if that's okay with all of you. Y'all okay? All right. Father, I thank you for your word today and the attentiveness of your people. God, you're so good. You've done such marvelous work in these people at your church right here. Father, I have the easy job. You give me some words to teach, Lord, and they just hunger for it because you've trained them. You've taught them. And saying, so I thank you, Lord, for that. Just let me, Lord, be the one that would share any other words that you might want to share to your wonderful people. Let them receive your word, Lord, not mine, but yours. And we give you all of the thanks and the praise in it because you're so good to us. And before we go, I think the benediction, we need to just have a blessing spoken over us. And that's what the Lord told Aaron about his people. He says, I want you to speak this blessing. And he gave him the words. I want you to speak these blessings over my people, Israel, so that they'll be blessed. So that they'll know that my desire is to really touch their lives and to make them whole and to keep them safe. And this is what it is. It's in Numbers 6:24 through 26. It says, the Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. The Lord make that the Lord may have his face to shine upon and enlighten you to be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace. That's tranquility of heart and life continually. And this is the blessing the Lord wants to place over all of us. Amen. Use it to your advantage. God bless you, folks.